Have you ever experienced a moment of complete awe and wonder? Years ago, Blake and I went to Niagara Falls, and if you've ever visited, you know that the falls are just awe-inspiring. There is so much water rushing over the edge that there's just a constant roar, and there are clouds of mist that hang in the air. It's just breathtakingly beautiful, but it's also humbling. That mighty power of all that water rushing by makes you feel very small in comparison. As I was reading Psalm 29, and I encourage you to read it as well, it just occurred to me that if we feel this sense of awe and wonder in front of just a sliver of God's creation, how much more should we feel before the Creator Himself? Psalm 29 is a hymn to the glory and greatness of God. It is an amazing read. I encourage you to read it together as a family today. Heavenly beings are called on to testify to God's glory and strength. His majestic voice is so powerful. The psalmist depicts it as stripping forests bare and compares it to rushing waters and roaring thunder. And then in the final verses, the psalmist says that God is sitting on his throne. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. This kind of portrait should inspire us to awe, reverence, love, and a deep sense of humility as we think about his majesty as glory, and glory, excuse me, as King and Creator. That and the fact that with all this majesty and might, he also loves us and he wants our good. So during this Christmas season, just an encouragement to take a moment and pause and realize what an amazing King we serve this Christmas, that he is the one who gives his people strength and peace. He is the one who provides a way for his people through his Son, Jesus Christ.